Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium. For those of you who typically watch the live broadcast on YouTube, I'm trying something new today, and I'm very excited about it. So we're going to see how this goes. I won't be able to take questions from YouTube, so if you do have questions, please call in 845-277-9131. I should be, all things going as they're supposed to, I should be being live streamed on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter or X right now. And so, you know, you have to try new things. And in doing that, I can't have all the screens open. But please, please, please call in 845-277-9131. Yes, I am going to be taking callers throughout the show and allowing, answering questions. You can ask one question about life, love, career, finances, or connect with a loved one on the other side. And if you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, I just need their first name, their relationship to you, and what you would like to converse with them, if anything. With this new platform, I just want to say a few things about this new platform I'm using. Number one, I can do webinars. So if I decide, like, I want to do a big group hypnosis or healing, this new platform will allow me to do that beautifully with everybody and for everybody. Second, hopefully I will be able to reach a lot more people and help them on their journey, because in case, you know, not in case you haven't noticed, but one of the things I've noticed is so many people are really going through it right now. So I just want to be able to reach as many people as possible and help them as much as possible. If you are watching me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, if you would like to comment there, you can. Keep it kind. But otherwise, you can call in. And I will guide you in whatever way I can. 845-277-9131. If anybody reaches out on any platform and says, they're me telling you, you need this, that, the other thing, I don't do that. The only thing I ever do is tell you, go to my website, take care of the session, and then call my business number and we schedule the appointment. So please don't get scammed. Please, please, please. I'm going to go, I typically, at the beginning of every show, I do names, and these are the names of loved ones, your name, their name, or somebody you know, letting you know are watching out for you, and then songs. And the song could be a song that answers a question that you have, a song your loved one knew and you knew it was theirs, or it could be a song you love. And that's the way a loved one is letting you know they're thinking about you or they're answering a question. Okay. If you are calling in, 845-277-9131, and you have a question, please do not forget to hit the one, because that's how your hand goes up in my call log, and I know you have a question, and I can get to that question. I'm going to try to get through the names and the songs fairly quickly because I have a full call log, and here we go. The first name is Jesse. The second name is Jerome. The third name is Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C, Maurice. The next name is Marie. Then we have the name Michael, Rachel, Winifred, Beverly, Althea, Rose or Rosemary, and those could be two different people. Anna, Paul, Jermaine. Now I'm going to go to songs. And again, the songs can be a song they love new, listen to, or you love know, listen to, or you listen to together, or it could be answering a question you have in life. So the first song is Forever and Ever, Amen. And I'm going to love you forever. And for those of you who are new, please don't state the obvious. No, I cannot sing. I cannot keep tone. I cannot keep beat. It's obvious. Nobody needs to say that out loud. Everybody's saying it to themselves. So please, I do what Spirit tells me. They tell me to sing a song. I sing it. So please be kind about that. It's not easy for me to. If I had an ego, believe me, Vincent, I do have an ego, but I would not be doing this. So the next song is that Let Me Love You. It's just that if you know, you know. If I sing a couple words of it and it's your song, you're going to know. The next song is, oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I don't that is super duper for oldie songs, so I know that's someone from the other side coming through. I want to ride my bicycle. These are so old of songs, I don't even know the words to them. Okay, the next song is okay, the next song is If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't want to even try to sing that song, even though they're trying to make me. They think it's hilarious, by the way, when I try to sing. I guess whatever makes you happy, folks. And then the next song is Turn Out the Lights. I don't even know any other words to that song, but if it's your song, you're going to know. You're just going to know. God, I can hear, like, almost hear the next line, but I can't. Okay, I'm only doing one more song, you guys. Every time I do this, this song comes through on so many of my shows. To the window, to the wall, till sweat drop down those. Something. Okay, yeah, I did stop singing because this show does air on TV, WSCS, and all of their streaming channels and their YouTube channels, everything they put out, and a number of other channels associated and affiliated with WSCS and Rood Rangers TV, and goes out on all of Rood Rangers' streaming channels, radio stations, and podcasts. So both of those channels have me going out on everything, so I kind of have to watch the naughty words or the naughty type of language on the show. Thank goodness, because I'm a girl who doesn't always watch my naughtiness. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller. The first caller. When I say your area code, please give me your first name only and where you're calling from, 631. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Florida.
Hey, Suzanne. How can I help you today?
I'm going on job interview for food service with a school district on Thursday, and I'm being positive. What do you see with it?
Suzanne, I feel like there's something about this, you're not going to get the exact thing you want, but you might get the second thing you want. So if you want this one specific school, you might get a different school. or you need to go for area, but I feel like if something's going to come through, it might not be this exactly, okay? And I keep hearing next.
There are different schools, maybe.
Yes. I keep hearing next. So I feel like, honestly, Suzanne, it might not be this one, but it will probably be the next one you go for. So please keep getting things out there. Keep putting everything out there you can. And I feel like it might not be this one, but it will be the next one. Okay, love?
Yeah, there's only one food school service out here where I live. I'm not going to travel hours. So if it's not, you know, I don't know if they're going to say, well, not this school, but would you do that school? But I can't wait too long because school's out the end of May.
Yeah, and again, okay, so if it's school, it might be a different choice of school. Like they may have advertised for this, but it ends up being that. Or you need to look at something that will take you past May. So it might not even be with this. It might be a different, like, how do I say this? Gently is if it's not with the food service industry for the school, for a school, you might have to look at something for a different area of work or maybe even a different school, like a cafeteria at a college or something along those lines. I'm not sure, but I feel like if it's not this one, it will be the next thing. So open up your possibility. Don't hone in on this is the only thing. And then the possibility of where else and what else you can do. And then the next thing is probably going to be it. Okay, love?
All right. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. And if you just, here's what I'm going to say. If you just want to work food, I know a lot of, like, we have in our area, we have these quick trips that have turned into like full service counters and other, they make their, I think they make their chicken and everything right there that day, and they hire people in, and then you have a year-round position and you're good. And they, from what I've heard, the pay is okay. I guess it depends on the state you live in also. So that has something to do with it. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Again, if you would like to call in, excuse me, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Please don't forget to hit the 1 so that I know that you have a question. And I'm going to go to 415-415. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Kate in Colorado.
Hey, Kate, how are you today?
Good. I just, I guess the tuition was right to call in today. I just happened to know it. You'd be doing this.
Nice.
So,
yes.
I usually am on YouTube, and today I decided to call in. But my question, it kind of changed because I've heard the name Jerome a couple of times when I've been on live, and I'm thinking – of someone, if Jerome has a, I did know a Jerome, if that could be for a mess, one of them could be for me.
Okay, and can I ask, was Jerome a friend or a family member?
Friend and coworker.
So I'm going to tell you, Kate, your friend and coworker is walking in now, actually. What would be my left, just walking in, like, it's, if you guys saw what I saw, it's crazy. Like, it's like they just walk in from the sky.
Wow.
To the room, and they're like at about that 3-foot mark. Whenever somebody has transitioned from the other side,
right.
I mean, from the other side, I always see them as being about 3 feet off of the ground.
Wow.
And that's, I know that they have transitioned and everything is good with them. So the first thing Jerome would say is keep on keeping on.
Oh, that's so him.
And then And then, which is like supposed to be like such a long, long time ago. It used to be something, I think. Okay, anyway, and then the next thing that Jerome would say is to, he's singing that song, take it easy, don't let the sound of these old wheels drive you crazy. Really? You may win, may lose, but you'll never something again. Pass it, maybe pass this way again. Whatever it is, that's the song he wants to say to you. So just take it easy. Keep going. Kate, the message I'm also hearing, like I believe your grandfather just stepped in over here, and the message I'm hearing for you, first and foremost, and it could be a father, but it's an older male. And the message I'm hearing for you is just be happy. Find a way to what makes, what brings joy into your life, and keep doing it for as long as you can. You can't run forever, but you can run for as long as you would like.
Wow.
Whatever that means, I really love that message. I so love that message. At some point, you know, between the two of them, what I'm getting is at some point you're going to want to really, you know, try that, you know, be at home, whatever, life again. But you have time between now. Don't push it. Don't force it. Just allow yourself to live how you want to live and enjoy it, and let yourself be in that space where you are just, and then they're singing that song. I think this is, I don't know who this is. Who is this, Kate? Loving every minute of it. Who sings that?
I know the song. Yes, I can't say it. But yes, I know.
I don't know. I'll say the wrong person too. But I see like red latex pants as I have the era of singers. But anyway, that's what they would want to say to you, Kate. That's what they want you to know. They want you to just, you know, love every minute of your life and live every minute of your life the way you are. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to kind of keep traveling up until the eclipse so I could travel for the eclipse. And so that is great. So, and I am able to do that. So it's all working out. Yeah.
You know, Kate, one thing I want to say, and this is so important for everybody listening, and everybody is trying to, like, you know, the law of attraction, and this is what you're missing, and this is what you need to do, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm going to tell you, I personally, I won't say on air all of the things that I have brought into my life, but I brought some pretty, when I tell people, they're shocked. And they get a little salty about it. Well, whatever, that's on you. But when you, in order to bring those things we want, whether it's to travel through the eclipse or something of a material nature or someplace you want to live, you have to be able to feel it. And when you feel it, it should feel normal and natural. There should be no fear. No overexcitement, because then you're not ready or it's not ready for you. But when you can just want this, like, oh my gosh, this is what I want. I'm going to, like you're saying, oh my gosh, I really want a BLT for lunch, or oh my gosh, I really want some today. If you can do it with that much, like a craving, but not like a need, but like it's natural, that's when things just flood to you. Now, the other thing I would say about it is, and I've said this so many times, and it's so worth saying again, and Kate, thank you, because we're going to do a clearing on this. If it's beyond your comfort zone, and Kate, I'm going to use you as an example, if you don't mind. If it's beyond your comfort zone, you will not be able to bring it in. I have $10,000 that somebody wants to gift you. You would be comfortable with $10,000, right?
Yes.
If I said I have $100,000 to give to you, Are you still having that same level of comfort, or do you feel something in your throat and chest or stomach area?
Well, I think about that with the lottery. You know, of course, anytime there's a big winning, and so I do. I'm like, would I feel comfortable winning $200 million? Or
yes.
What if I'm one of 10? What if I'm one of 10 winners and I win $100,000? So
yes.
Yeah, I push that and I feel that, and I say yes for $100,000, but like
so
$200
million.
Yeah,
and if we go.
Yeah.
Say this, like for everybody listening or watching right now, if somebody were to just gift you $1 million, most people would say, yeah, I'm good with that. $1 million has become such a normal whatever amount.
Yeah.
But then once it's in your bank account, some people start to get really nervous. They feel like a responsibility, like there's something they're supposed to be doing with that money. And that tells you that's not your comfort zone. So in your, it all starts in your mind. So make that your comfort zone. Like flood yourself with videos and so on and so forth of that lifestyle until it's so comfortable for you. And because people feel like that's a response at some point, you can want certain amounts of money, and this is why most people get their money gradually, because they grow in comfort as it comes in. But when it comes all at once, that comfort zone feels like a big responsibility over a comfort of having it. So that's the block that may be stopping people from some of the things that they want. Like some people are really comfortable driving this type of vehicle, but if you put them in like a Ferrari or a Bentley, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't get it dirty. I can't this, I can't that. But that's a little bit beyond your comfort zone then. You're not comfortable in the vehicle. It's not your comfort zone. That's it. That's it.
Great. I love it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kate, for letting me use you as a volunteer for that. I appreciate it. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, my friend.
I sure will. Thanks so much for the reading and the clearing.
Absolutely, Kate. After the eclipse, call us back and let us know what it was like, okay?
Yeah, it happened in over like 2 days. I mean, it all worked out instantly, so that it feels great.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Kate.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller who is, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. I'm going to go to the next caller who is 312. 312, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Brian and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Brian, how can I help you today?
I have an interview, which would be the third one of four. At a school to be a principal. And I just want to know, how do you see that going for me?
It's going to go really well. I think in the end, it's going to come down to you and one other person. And I do feel like it's, as of this moment, Brian, now things can change. Things can change. But as of this moment, it's 80% you. So this interview is going to go really well. The next interview is going to be good. You have to, I just keep hearing you have to be really strong during, not this interview, but the fourth interview, you have to be very strong. You might feel, for some reason, a little intimidated is the word I'm getting, but it's the people that either where the interview is or the people interviewing that are, but just be you because they already want you. They've already almost made the decision. So just, it should go very, very well for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As far as me potentially being, you know, hired for this role. Can you see as far as how the tenure may go for me?
I'm sorry, can I see how what?
The tenure, or, you know, basically how my time would be at that particular school.
And again, I'm hearing it's going to be good. So the one thing, don't worry about, don't put the horse before the cart or the cart before the horse is what I'm hearing right now through the interview process, and then just allow everything to happen. Get through the fourth interview. Once you get through that, everything is easy street, okay?
Got you. I do have a follow-up question, and it would be my last question.
No, Brian, I would love to answer more questions for you, but I allow everybody one question, and it's fair to everybody. But if you do have more questions, I'm happy to have you schedule a private session. But there are a tremendous number of people waiting to ask a question, so I just allow typically one, and you've already done two. So, Brian, thank you so much for calling in. And again, you can call back Wednesday evening, or you can schedule a private, and I'll be happy to answer the rest of those questions. Okay, love?
My apologies.
No worries. No worries, my love. No worries. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, and I'm going to say it again for everybody who's new to the show or just logged on and just called in. One question about life, love, career, finances, or one connection to a loved one on the other side. There are a number of people waiting in the call log to connect, and so I just try to be fair to everybody. So please know that. So I'm going to go to 720-720. What's Ooh. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Randy. I'm from Colorado.
Hey there. How can I help you today?
Yes. First of all, I heard you say rose. I don't know if that was for me. Not Rosemary, but I have a rose on the other side. But
I was just saying I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just wondering if you could connect to anybody for me on the other side. Do you need a specific person?
Just give me a name and a relationship. We'll start there and see what happens. Okay, love?
Well, I have some friends that passed over they passed, and I stopped talking to them before they passed, and I just wanted to connect maybe with Sue, maybe.
Okay.
Or so pretty.
We're going to start with one name and one person, and
I just want you to her to know that I apologize.
Oh, she doesn't. You know what? I'm going to tell you the first thing I heard is, oh, I don't care about that. She knows it was a very complicated time and there were a lot of disruptions, and she has no, she's let go of it. She wants you to let go of it. And I can say this as well as the others. They're not in a space where they are holding on to that. They can see all sides of the situation, and all what I'm hearing is, all is forgiven, they've forgiven, you forgive, and everything can move on. They're using the term in an appropriate fashion. So whatever that means for you, the biggest thing that they would want to say is, and I can attest to this because I've been, for those of you who don't know, I've had three near-death. I've died three times and come back. So I know when you're ascending, it's just pure love. I mean, it's pure love, and that is not, it's something that even if we really strive to feel here, it's very difficult because the energy here is denser than the energy up there. But when you're going up, when you're going home, holy love balls. It's amazing. But this is not to encourage anybody, because if it's not your time, they will put your little booty right back here. So,
is there anything you can share that I know you're connecting with the person that I'm?
You know what? Don't do that. I'm going to go straight to the next caller, 561. 561, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida, and I'm at a job right now. It doesn't pay that great, so I was wondering when I'm going to get something better.
Okay, I hear immediately that, well, first of all, you have to be putting things out, but if you're putting things out in a month, you're going to get something better in a month, and mm-hmm. you will be very happy with what comes in. Now, when they say in a month, this might be when you either find a position, you start the interview process, or they take you on. But a month time is when you will know about this position. I'm also hearing for you to keep going and keep looking. If you don't keep putting things out there, it's not that you'll miss this, but you might have to go in the next cycle time. So if you don't get in a month, instead it will be 4 months or 6 months. So stay on top of putting things out there so that you get this right away. Okay, love?
Okay, really appreciate it, because, you know, I didn't want to be without work, and this really doesn't pay. You know, I took it because who wants to be without a job? But you
right.
said I'd be and happier?
Yes, you will be happier and you will make more. And it's always easier to find a job when you already have a job, because you have some security, and employers mm-hmm. like when the person is already working. So just keep sending out. I feel like you might find something as soon as, like, if you're sending things out, look, especially tomorrow, I feel like there might be something, either you hear about it or see it tomorrow, and you're going to be very happy with it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Okay, if you're calling in and you want to connect with someone, know who you're going to connect with. Number two, once you ask your question, I'm answering that question. And don't ask me to prove myself. Number one, I don't. No, don't. If you want to do something like that, actually pay for a session and do that, because you're going to make me prove myself. You're going to pay me to prove myself. If you ask a more exact question, you're going to get a more exact answer. And for that person that wanted that, you know, don't do that to people. Don't do that to people who do this work. Don't. It's not appropriate. And that's the best way that I can say that. And if you know anything about me and you've watched my shows, which I have hundreds of shows out there, then you know what you know. And for those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who don't, there is no proof that will change you. So I know I said that statement wrong. It is what it is. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, 203. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Pat from Connecticut. It's a given if anyone knows you. Hi, if anyone knows you. Really top notch. Top shelf. So, quick
right?
question.
Like, folks, this isn't my first rodeo. I'm not getting bussed by an amateur caller. Don't do it. It'll only hurt you. Okay, go ahead, my love.
That's also what I love about you, your boundaries. You're very clear. Anyway, this 77-year-old woman and I have been talking about doing me working for her little things, bills, ironing, teaching her art, anything. We're both kind of wondering, is the other one going to be able to commit? I'm wondering more with her, if I'll be getting enough work from her. Part-time.
She will make work for you.
I'm sorry?
So what I'm getting, she will make work for you, okay?
Good.
I'm going to say two things here. The first thing is, it's good, you should do it. You're going to have patience with her, which is okay. That's A-okay. And second, that would be the first thing I say. It's good, do it. I have a good, like the feeling I get with this is it's okay. Don't have a tremendous amount of expectations. And for in the beginning, start out with maybe, you know, we'll start out with this many days. And then on alternate days, if there's something else you can pick up, pick it up. She will try to make, like, create things for you to do for her, just to be able to have that, A, companionship, and B, help. She needs more help than she realizes. Okay, love?
Thank you so much. And I get the thing about patience, and we both admire each other. So this is, I appreciate the reading. Thank you. God bless you, Tony.
Oh, you're so welcome. I think it'll help if you look at her as like a grandmother that you really love. Then it won't be
exactly.
Like maybe you won't lose your patience so much.
Exactly. I have worked with her before to moth-proof her drawers, and believe me, every piece of garment had a conversation to it. But I do like her, so you're right on, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome, Pat, and I appreciate the call. It's nice to hear from you again. I think
I love
before
you.
It, I think it's going to be good, but I think you should also have a second thing that you can balance things out, so this isn't you're not depending on this, and then you're also getting stimulation someplace else. Okay, beauty?
Exactly. Love you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. You have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thanks. God bless.
God bless, love. I'm going to go to 205. 205, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay. 205, going in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Going, if you'd like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. Don't forget to hit the 1 button, so I know you have a question. I'm going to go to 215. 215, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica, your phone sounds kind of odd. I don't know if you're on speaker or through your car, but can you kind of clear it up a little bit, love?
Yeah, I'm trying to. The reception's not the best.
Perfect.
Is that
That's
okay?
Perfect. Whatever you're doing
okay.
Right now, Jessica, help you.
Okay, thanks. I'm wondering if all the effort and energy I'm putting out in my business, like I'm doing a lot of networking and meeting with people and discussing projects and stuff like that, is that me doing a good job? Is that going to produce for me, or am I just going in the motions here? Like I'm wondering when the business is going to start pouring in.
Okay, so I keep networking, keep doing it. Put what I'm hearing is put proposals out there or put like a plan out there. Now, this can be a proposal that you put out there etherically or for yourself, like, okay, this is my plan, okay? Or it can be something you're putting out there to other people. So when you're networking, you're not just saying, this is what I do, this is how I do it. You're making that next step of saying, listen, what projects do you have coming in for whatever it is you do? What do you have that, oh, you know what, this is how I could handle that for you. You're like, it, not only telling them who you are and what you do, but you're solving their problem while you're having that conversation with them. You're saying, oh, what do you do? You know what? My company, or I do this, and this is how I could help you with yours. So always be that problem solver while you're having the networking thing. It's important to say what you do, but it's more important to fill the space they need. That's what I'm hearing for you, love.
Okay, so, but I'm all in progress, like process here, right? Like I'm not just kind of spinning my wheels because I'm kind of like, I don't know, feeling a little insecure about it today.
Yeah, no, and let's do a clearing. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the things I put on TikTok this morning was self-confidence. I am connecting with the perfect people for my work and or business. So we're going to clear that to a yes. Anything stopping or blocking this has been cleared. We're going to clear that to a yes. And then I just, when I was talking to Kate earlier, I said I was going to do a clearing for comfort zone. So let's do that. We'll do that now. I am comfortable with higher levels of living and higher levels of money. And I get a no, so we're going to clear that to a yes for whomever needs those clearings. They're going out now. You're not, sweetie, you're not spinning your wheels. Don't have doubts about it. Keep putting it out, and you are going to be surprised at how it comes back to you, okay? Keep. Mm-hmm. But the main thing I'm hearing is keep going, okay? Just keep going.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay.
Okay? Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. And the clearings. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. And don't forget, in all of your branding, and they're repeating this again, not only for you, but whomever else needs this, all of your branding should be not only this is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do, but this is the problem I can solve for you. This is how I can help you or your business. Make sure you're putting that in everything. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You have an amazing rest of the day. If you would like to call in and ask a question or connect with a loved one on the other side, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. One. Okay, we are going to get to, we are going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is 805. 805, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Donna in California. How are you?
Hey, Donna. I'm doing well. How are you, love?
Oh, well, money. You know, I'm on a fixed income, but my credit cards are real high and everything, and usually I'm very lucky. You know, I win raffles and this and that, so I've entered a house raffle and different ones. And, yeah, so I'm hoping for a windfall, and I want to know what you see for me, if it's going to change the money situation for me, please.
Okay. Right away I hear when you said if you see a change, I heard a month. So or around a month. Time, I feel like something's going to come in. Now, I don't know how big this is or what's coming in. I feel like whatever it is, it's going to be enough. Okay?
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
This is the follow-up message, which is funny to me. Use it appropriately, use it sparingly. So whatever comes in, don't go hog wild with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Make it work and make it last. So whatever it is. And it's always easier to win or bring in money and such when you already have it. So leave a little foundation of it and then keep building on that. Okay, love?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. Absolutely. It is right around that month time, though, for you.
Month
okay,
time.
Sweetie?
Okay, that's
one
great.
Month.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You have an amazing rest of the day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you have a question or a connection, you can call in 845-277-9131. Forget to hit the 1 on your keypad if you would like to ask a question. Otherwise, I don't know you have a question and I won't be able to, I won't answer or I won't come to you. 205, let's see if 205 is available.
Hi, Tony. Thank you.
Yes. How can I help you, love?
Yes. Thank you for accepting my call, taking my call. I spoke to you, Tony, a couple of months back here, and you were telling me within a month or perhaps a little longer or less that I needed to get things in order because I would be super busy. And I wanted to know, is this busyness will involve my uncle taking care of him? I think I mentioned to you that my sister and I are requesting for guardianship over him. And so he is being evaluated by a third-party doctor on tomorrow. And we would soon know the results. And the judge, forensic psychologist, examine him and report back to the court. Then the judge will make her final decision.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. What I am getting and what I want you to know is, yes, this in part will have to do with your uncle. Some of the things they decide in court you're not going to like and or love, but you're going to go along with because it's in the best interest of your uncle. I think they're going to put some strict guidelines on it, is the way I would say that. Some mandates or guidelines that you're going to have to follow very closely and you're going to have to deal with. That's A-okay. Don't worry. It's going to be easier than you think. Everything will fall in line. I will also say that as you move forward in this process with your uncle, to make sure you are doing things to the letter of the law is what I'm hearing, because as soon as, you know, something like this comes in, they really kind of watch over it, and something that could be such an innocent thing on your part might not be legal in the eyes of the court. Now, what I'm going to say, you and your sister are going to be able to do this. It is going to take up some of your time, the paperwork, but there's another person, and this is why I'm getting this message for you. I feel like there's another person that's not going to be happy with this, and they're going to feel like they don't, either they're being left out of something or you guys are doing this for the wrong reason, so they're going to try to cause problems with this. Just do everything appropriately, follow the letter of the law, and you guys will not have any problems whatsoever, and the other person will walk away with some stank face, is what I'm getting. I'm not really sure what stank face is, but they're going to walk away with it. So I feel like as long as you are doing what you're supposed to do and how you're doing, and especially when it comes to paperwork, keeping that paperwork in line, Just document daily so that you're not trying to remember back. But I do feel like that's it. There is one other thing that is going to keep you a little bit busy, and I feel like it has something to do, again, with a different family member. So be prepared for that, because it's going to be a bit of a balancing act, but I feel like you're going to figure it out very quickly, and you'll be able to juggle these things or be able to manage everything together, okay? And you'll be okay. Does that help, love? Does that make sense to you?
It does, Tony. Thank you so much. I thank God for you, because each and every time I have called you, no matter what, throughout time, you have always shined a light on what the heavens have nearly gave me, or gave you the message to give to me, and it just comes to pass after I speak with you. So I thank God for you so much. I love you, Tony, and what you do and what you provide to us, your gift, the messages, your time. So thank you. God bless you. And I look forward to ultimately speaking to you one-on-one. But certainly thank you for your platform. I'll talk to you soon again and let you know how everything goes. Thank you, Tony. I love you. Blessings.
Yes. Thank you so much. You don't even know how you just touched my heart, and I'm so grateful for those words. Thank you very much, and I'm really, you know, it's such an honor and a privilege for me to be able to help people in this way. I don't ever, well, I try not to take it for granted. I always understand I'm not the one doing the work. I'm just the vessel that all of this comes through, and I try not to take credit in the way people would take credit for it. I mean, because it really is your loved ones. It really is your angels. It really is God and the heavens coming through for you. And I just am so grateful that they, first of all, it's a privilege, again, and an honor for them to work through me. And and second, thank you for acknowledging that and give all the glory up, because I can tell you right now there's a woman standing in front of me who brings a lot of this information for you personally, and she was at her time of passing, she was a little bit frail. I feel like this would either be a mom or a grandmom, and I feel like more is a grandmom. And
it is.
Thank you for confirming that. And she really, really, really wants what's best, not only for you and your sister, but for your, I believe you said uncle, but for your
yes.
uncle also, and really wants everything to fall in place. And if you and anybody else listening knew the amount of work that they do on the other side to get everything in place and to get everybody, you know, to the hoops they jump, the way I'm hearing it is the hoops they jump through to get us and everything where it needs to be. Like, we think they're up there eating bonbons. First of all, there's no food on the other side, back in the hall. No bonbons are to be had up there. Second of all, they're doing everything they can to make our life fall into place more peacefully and keep us on the right track of where we're going and what we're supposed to be doing. And sometimes that means taking people that we love and adore out of our life, or doing whatever they need to do to get us where we are supposed to be, where we want to be, and doing, staying on that track for our purpose. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so very much for that. I'm really grateful for your words. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. And I look forward to speaking with you again. I just thank you. I don't even know what else to say, but I just thank you so much today. And you be well. Blessings, and I'll speak with you again soon.
due to, make sure the last, I'm just hearing this again, so I'm going to say it again. Make sure all the paperwork is in place. And they do have, when you're a guardian over someone, they have social workers that come out and help you fill that paperwork out. So don't hesitate to have them help you. But just make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, because that will be the only thing that gets in the way. Even once you start being the guardian, that'll be the only thing that gets in the way is that. Even if somebody else tries to cause problems, the only thing that will cause a hiccup is if the paperwork is not in place. Okay, love?
Okay. And I know that other person you're talking about, because they are the reason why we're in court, because they are trying, they have been interfering and are still trying to do so. So I know exactly who you're talking about. But I will be mindful to make sure all I's are dotted and all T's are crossed. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you know who the other person is, the one thing I would say to you is, you, and the way I'm going to say this is, you know, most people will understand this statement. You know how they operate, so don't hesitate to project, to like, you're going to know intuitively or just because of their personality, you're going to know what their next step or maneuver or manipulation would be. So be a step ahead because of who they are, would know what they would try to do. So just be a step ahead. Now, once this goes through, and it is going to go through, it's going to be, I know the statement I'm hearing, but I don't want to say it that way on air. So I'm asking them to give me another. It's going to take a minute to get them entwined in everything and make sure they're are off of everything, because I feel like this other person has put their name on things that it doesn't belong on. So if I were you, I would try to freeze some accounts if that is applicable here. Okay, love?
You said, will you repeat that last thing? I heard the part where you said they probably got their name on different things, and I think you're right. What do I need to do to make sure?
Okay, I have to say this really fast, and you can come back and listen to it again, but if they have put their name on any accounts, deeds, mortgages, rent, if they've put their name on any, like, checking, savings account, make sure you freeze those accounts and let the bank know this is in court right now. And also, if they have their name on any properties, cars, homes, anything like that, get their name off. You're going to have to do a bit of a search. You're going to take a moment to get this person unentwined. And be aware, this person might go to jail for fraud if they've done things like this. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and the court, Tony, the courts are going to do an audit. They're going to audit they're going to audit everything. So I'm glad you told me that. Thank you.
So I'm really sorry I have to mute you right now because I have like 30 seconds left of the show, but I am going to say don't go anyplace yet. When the court does the audit, make sure absolutely everything that you know of is in front of the court, because then the court in that moment will take care of everything off of that person or people's names off of things, okay? And then let them take the action they need to take without you pushing it. And that's what I have for you, love. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. Thank you, everybody who has joined me.